Once I'm dead, who's to be king? I could have paper drawn until my scribes drop or the ink runs out, and once I've died, unless I've left behind me three contented sons, my lands will split three ways in civil war.
Mark Zeiger portrays King Henry II in the James Goldman play. This is also Zeiger's directorial debut.
It's 1183, and we are in English-held France, Chinon.
The family drama at the center of the play. Who will take the throne after King Henry?
He had four sons that he was considering. He had already made young Henry, his son, a king of England beside him. That had caused friction because young Henry had the crown, but he didn't have any power. Dad was calling all the shots. So Henry, Eleanor, and Henry's two older brothers, younger brothers, but the older ones, Richard the Lionheart and Geoffrey, all banded against Henry and revolted.
By the time the play takes place, young Henry has died, meaning there's no one to take over if Henry II dies. That's where the battle between the three princes comes in. Richard the Lionheart, played by Ryan Staska.
What do you say, father, that I have the makings of a king?
A splendid king.
What do you expect me, father, to be disinherited without a fight?
Of course you'll fight. I've raised you to.
I don't care what you offer, Philip. I don't care what plans you make. I'll have Alice and the Aquitaine and the crown. I'll have them all.
Richard wants to do anything he can to become king, so he's always plotting, he's always scheming, he's always listening intently, you know, trying to gather as much information as he can.
Geoffrey, played by Ryan Stossel.
Richard tends to go into anger while Geoffrey keeps on plotting, and he plays both sides of the mat, and you know, he's always looking for an in with someone, and he's willing to double turn on somebody.
And John, played by Dominic Stossel.
My character's the younger spoiled child. He's arrogant. He's not necessarily dumb, but it sometimes comes across like that. He's never had to be clever like these two had.
As it turns out, the Stossels are brothers in real life. And their mom, Amanda Randles, who also happens to be the KHNS morning news host, plays their fictional mother, Eleanor.
Some of the conflict that happens between her and her kids is not something I've dealt with my kids. And so it's kind of fun being up there with Prince Geoffrey, who is my son Ryan, and the two of us yelling in each other's face. And so, you know, that doesn't generally happen in my family.
Randles' daughter Gina is also in the show portraying Alice.
If I can have a total proud mama moment, when Mark told me that he wanted to cast me and all three of my children in this, I thought, that's insane. And if I were directing, I never would have done that because I would think that's not going to work. But what's so cool is, you know what, I have really talented kids.
Eleanor and Henry have a complicated marriage, to say the least.
Eleanor and Henry have been married for 31 years. They have, there are different counts historically, but according to this play, they've had 11 children. And about 10 years previous, she and her eldest son, young Henry, who passed away before this play takes place, led a civil war against Henry, and they lost, and she ended up in prison. So she's been locked in a castle in England for 10 years, and he brings her out for Christmas.
Staska says it's important for people to have an open mind about the show, as it's more than just a drama or just a comedy.
It's got drama and comedy, and sometimes you don't want them mixing, especially in the same scene, but for people with an open mind, this is a great play. This is It's closer to what I think real life is. It's not one or the other.
Zeiger says this show is a community production in more ways than one.
You hear the term community theater, and most places that just means that the actors come out of the community, but this has been a community effort. There's been so much help from so many places in Haynes, and so much support and so much enthusiasm.
There are two more chances to see how this royal family handles drama around the holidays, December 1st and December 2nd at 7 p.m. at the Chilcot Center. Reporting in Haynes, I'm Abby Collins.